We'll be few tonight. But I'll tell you what, the Lord said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst. I've been blessed with just being here tonight. It's been a blessing. I'm so thankful that God is on the throne and He saved me. Today, I'm going to use a message that I used the other day in the veterans home. The Lord seemed to approve it, so I'll use it. And then I'll bust your eardrums with a... Okay. Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. Well... I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gifts of Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here tonight. Thank you, dear God, for your mercy, love, and grace. Thank you for the great gift that Christ gave, Lord, there on the cross of Calvary. Shed a cleansing blood for those of the world who would believe. And Father, today it seems as though a few believe that religion has taken over where salvation was once preached. Dear God, thank you, Lord, tonight for the privilege, Lord, to stand with thy word. Pray you'd be glorified. Have your will and way in everything, each and every heart. Those of us who are saved, Father, you had strengthened for the battle, but if there's anyone here under the sound of our voice that's lost, dear God, this would be the day they'd come to know you and the forgiveness of sin. We love you. Thank you for Christ. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. The argument is 1 through 3. Oh, you have to forgive me. I therefore, the prisoner of Christ, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering. It can be done, but it can only be done in Christ. I've thought a lot of times about telling people the peace of God and showing them the peace of God in my heart. You know how they can know that for sure? When they get saved, they'll come to know that. The peace of God reigns in their heart and they are subject to Him, not Satan and not self. I ask the Lord every day almost, Lord, help me to do it with self. Help me to look to you and do your will and forget my will, for I have no will. I'm so thankful today that God is on the throne. Verse 1, your walk was your vocation, your calling. Whatever God has called you to do, do with all your might, as far as you can. But then get out of the way and let the Lord do His work. Amen. We sometimes try to do God's work and it won't work. But we need to pray, seek God's face, and ask God to walk with us and help us, hold us up, hold us steadfast. Walk with a godly attitude. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ. Sometimes we get carried away and get all out of sorts. But we ought to ask God to forgive us. and go back where we were and live for Him in everything we do. Serve in humbleness of mind. And then the third thing, live godly in your life. Whatever God has laid on your heart, do. Attempt and let God help you, strengthen you. Nothing is impossible with God. That's what the Bible said. Those things are possible with God or impossible with man. But God is able to take you and I and make something out of us if we'll let Him. Amen. So we need to get out of the way and let God. Colossians 1:10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. That's a hard thing to do. Humanistically, we can't do it. But then we can depend on God and we can turn it all over to God and let Him rule, let Him reign, and let Him rule us and lead us. 2 Thessalonians 2:12, that you would walk worthy of God. 2 Thessalonians 1:5, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, that our God would count you worthy of His calling. Hey, we ought to do our dead level best to glorify God every day of our life. Amen. Just humble ourselves before man, whatever. Scammers have really come alive in this day we live. But I don't hate them. I ask God to forgive them and save them. I hate to see anybody go to hell. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. I want them to be saved. Some way, God save them. Break their heart, break their back, break their head, whatever it takes. But get their attention and let them know that God is on the throne. Verse 4 through 6, the association. One body of Christ, one Spirit, the Holy Ghost, one hope of your calling, glorify God, one Lord. The cross, finished work of Christ. We all have to come the way of the cross. We have to submit ourselves to God, ask Him to save us, forgive us. And Lord, help us to walk in your statutes. Help us, Lord, to do your will in all things. We ought to love one another. We ought to do our best to help one another, whatever's needed. Sometimes we don't know what the need is. And the Lord said, you have not because you ask not. So we need to ask the Lord for what we need, what we think we need, and let the Lord show us what we really need. What we really need is be humble before Him and before Christ, and it will be just joyous to serve the Lord. Lord, thank you for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, your mercy, your love, how God has blessed us. You know, today things are bad. But the Lord said in the last days, you'll have what? Tribulation. It's in our face, the last days. I believe the Lord's coming soon. Do I know anything more than you know? I don't know. But I know this. Everything points to Christ's return. When's that going to be? I don't have a clue. But I just can't believe it'd be much longer. Amen. We need to see our lost and our neighbors and those we run into. We need to see them saved. Need to know that they're saved by the grace of God. How do we live before them? In truth, we walk and prove who we are day by day. Amen. If you're a child of God, then prove it. Show the world that you are saved by His grace and that you want them to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth. There's only one truth. That's Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We need to surrender to Him totally, wholly, without reservation. Verse 4 through 6, the association. Philippians 4, 8. See if I can find it right quick. Okay. 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I've said this, I'm going to say it again. I would to God that everybody had gospel music. I'm talking about real gospel music, not this junk that's come up lately, but real gospel music. People that suffered knew what they were suffering for and knew what they, and they wrote it down, made songs out of it. I wish everybody could listen to gospel music every day, all day long. Amen. That would give Satan less time in our mind and our heart. So Satan will attack. He doesn't come from without, he comes from within. He'll give you every reason to doubt. Don't doubt. Just trust God. Give the Lord all your attention and let him deliver you. Amen. Now let's see. Verse 7, the assessment by grace, we can do this. We can only do God's will in His grace, by His mercy, His love, His strength, His power. Help us, Lord, to look to You in all things, to see where we stand, and that we be justified by Your grace, Your mercy, Your love. That we love You and want You to be head over us and everything. He is one God, one Lord, one Spirit. And we need to be faithful to Him. Amen. Sometime we get all twisted up. We ought to get on our knees and ask the Lord to straighten us out. Amen. And sometimes He does that on His own. He slaps us upside the head or kicks us in the rear. Amen. Get our attention. Let us know things are not right. But now, those that are lost out there, and today religion has just taken everybody's mind. Religion will send you to hell. But true salvation is of Christ, washed in the blood, forgiven for an eternity. Eternal life is ours. But we must believe with all of our heart. Trust the Lord, not doubt. When you doubt, what happens to faith? Faith disappears. But when you say, Satan, get thee behind me, and mean it with all your heart, things change. Amen. The Lord is my God, and I'm so thankful He is. Colossians 1, verse 10. Did I already read that? I don't know. I got sidetracked. Well, no. Colossians 1. 1 through 10, verse 10. Well, Colossians 1:10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Study. Read the Word of God, believing every word that's written. Amen. Knowing that God's able to do exceedingly abundant above anything we can think or ask. We can't imagine the power of God, but we can trust it because it's real, it's true. God take an old sinner and make something out of him. If the old sinner will let him, God will change you. God will make you what he wants you to be if we'll let him. Pray God we would be mindful of that and let him take and have his way with us. God is on the throne, and without him there is no life. There is no nothing. No, just false hope. Those people outside that are lost without hope, they have no knowledge of nothing. Their day is going to end, but I pray that God would save them before that day. Amen. That they not go to hell, because we surely need the Lord. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is in you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is our hope. He's our only hope. But we can be very well happy, settled, because Christ died for the ungodly. He died for you and me. He paid our sin debt. It's paid eternally. We have no fear. They were talking about me being a while ago. I'm not afraid in the prison. The Lord said, if I honor God, of whom shall I be afraid? No. God's my keeper, my strength, my hope, my help. I hope he's yours. Amen. I hope that we are dependent on the Lord and his grace and his mercy and his goodness. For he is the one that will take us through. So it is the victory. Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior. I believe he's coming again. I believe it's any time he could come. I don't know of anything in the Bible. I'm not a Bible scholar. Don't claim to be. But I don't know of anything in the Bible that must be done for Christ to come. I think it's all been finished. But I would love to see revival. Amen. Revive us again, Lord. Revive us again. Give us strength and hope and help us to do what we ought to do. Don't listen to the devil and all this jargon about religion. Forget it. Just trust Christ. Stay with him and let him glow. Let him rule our life. Let him walk with us. Hold us up. Again, Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all holiness, all boldness, also always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or death. Let's live for him as long as he gives us in this life, that we might win some. You know, I'd hate to stand before the Lord. I don't know how many has been saved in my preaching. One or two, it's all right. I don't care. I just would like to know if there's some been saved. Amen. But we'll stand before the Lord one day. And he say, well, what have you done? Lord, I tried to do your will. I might have failed, but I tried to do your will. We ought to have a testimony of faith in him and to try and to do what he asked us to do. The church, I remember this church being almost full a few years ago. The falling away, it's already passed. People have fallen away. And the Bible said they were not of us, because if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. I don't know. I hate to look at it like that. I hate to look at it. I'd like to see them come back. I'd like to see them ask the Lord to forgive them on bended knee with a broken heart. Hey, that's how you get saved. Realizing you can't save yourself, and you ask the Lord to forgive you, save you, lift you up, walk with me. Lord, hold me up. Help me to do what I need to do. I know you'll be glad when the pastor's back, but thank God anyway. Amen. I've enjoyed being here tonight. I really have. I was blessed from the time I came in until now. And I'm thankful that God is on the throne. Let's glorify Him in front of this lost and dying world, that we might win some. I don't know. Like I told you before, I had a thought here some months ago. I wonder how many have been saved since I've been preaching. I don't really want to know. I might think, oh, somebody and get a big head. No, I'd rather just let that stay with the Lord. Lord, help me to see some saved. I don't care if it's 1, 2, or 3, or 5, or 100, or 1,000. Makes no difference. Just do what I can that they might be one. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to praise the Lord, thank Him for all of His wonderful work, all of His mercies.